This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Ah, here it is. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz, live from McGurk's in Fort Washington. You know, he left it all out there. Eight up, eight down, 30 pitches, 22 strikes, five strikeouts. It's 1-1 because Jack Fritz beat Joe DeCamera today in dominating fashion. There he is.
There we go.
Ike Fritz. Ike Reese, rather. How you feeling, brother? Sorry. It's
victory! Now, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Had to be a special day today to bring that out.
Yeah.
I don't bring that out for anyone but the Midnight Green. And for my boy, Jackie Baseball, to go out there and do what he did today under these conditions, under these circumstances, got to tip my cap to you, my brother. Listen, shout out to Joe DeCamera. He put up a valiant effort, but it wasn't good enough. This is Jack's element. He was in his wheelhouse, and it showed today. Shout out to everybody that came out to watch. I mean, my goodness, what? That totally surprised me. Couple hundred people out there at least, maybe 300 people out there.
It was like the Little League World Series. They were out in the outfield,
yes,
sitting on the grass.
We had construction workers on the building.
Yeah, like Wrigley Field.
Watching.
Yeah.
Watching this thing. So great atmosphere. Shout out to everyone that came out to Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Yep.
Checked us out. Our boy, Spike, did not disappoint.
No, he did not.
Jackie Baseball.
There he is.
Holler at your boy.
Holler at him, Jack.
It was a good day.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to feel my elbow tomorrow. We left it all on the line. But, man, we had to do what we had to do. Could tell early it was going to go a certain way. If as long as I threw strikes,
yep.
I felt pretty confident. But, man, 8-0. I'm glad it was 8-0. I'm glad I didn't mess around and hit him.
Yep.
You know, I wanted straight domination, and I got straight domination.
215-592-9494. If you are out there, if you'd like to talk about it. So what I want to do is sort of, for everybody who didn't see it, and there will be video on the WIP YouTube channel eventually, mm-hmm. is sort of set the scene as to what happened out there today. So I got there, and it was hot, you know. And
it was hot.
And the Plymouth White Marsh, and by the way, a big, big, big thank you to the Plymouth White Marsh varsity baseball team.
Oh,
especially
yes.
The third baseman.
The third baseman and the first
and
baseman.
And the first baseman.
And the first baseman.
Yep.
So I get there, and they have a turf field. So it's 90 degrees, and it's on turf. And I walk out there, and it's sizzling.
Yeah, so I saw it on the field. Like, if you looked at the field,
you could see the heat rising.
You saw the heat rising, yeah.
Ike remembers that from the
I do. Pickle juice game, yep. Man, yes. Yep.
So I walk out there. It's probably about 11:30 that I walk out there, and I see Jackie Baseball in center field playing a little long toss. And Ike, I'll tell you, I was a little nervous. I'm like, is this kid going to burn himself out?
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, he knows his routine. It's been a while since he's pitched in a game, but he knows his routine. I'm thinking he knows what he's doing out there. And I also noticed when I got out there, not only was there a crowd, there was a contingent of DeCamera lovers.
There was. A shocking amount.
One of them brought his own speaker. And he, with a mic and a speaker, and I think he was planning on a little hijinks out there from the crowd.
Yeah.
So I walked over. I said hello to the umpire. I said hello to the coach of the baseball team. Said hello to the team. And then I saw Fritz Ike.
Yep.
And I walked over to Fritz, and I was like, you got this? And he looked me dead in the eye, and he said, I'm good. Went out there, warmed up. So then it's noon. Jack steps up to the mound. And I think we had known, we had all theorized, that Joe DeCamera was not going to take his bat off his shoulder if he didn't have to. He was going to make Jack throw strikes. You knew that, right, Fritz?
Yeah, I
can tell. And quite honestly, that would have been my game plan, too.
Yep.
Make him throw strikes first.
Well, and, you know, DeCamera, rather, had a hitting coach.
He did.
And I asked the hitting coach afterwards. I was like, did you tell him not to take the bat off his shoulder? And he's like, we were going to take a patient approach the entire time.
Say what, he's hiring some high-level people.
He is.
I mean, that guy seems like a local legend. Everyone we talk to is like, that guy's the best hitting coach in the area.
Yeah, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he got the camera to put the bat on the ball.
He did.
That did happen.
It did happen. Shockingly.
So for me, it was all about the first pitch. If Jack can get in there and throw a strike the first pitch, I'm going to feel good. Pitch one, Joe looks at it. Strike one. Pitch two, Joe looks at it. Strike two. Pitch three, Jackie Baseball throws a ball. And pitch four, strike three. Joe DeCamera strikes out on four pitches the first at bat. Doesn't take his bat off his shoulder.
Nice little backdoor two-seamer. It was the only two-seamer I threw. I threw only fastball.
So how did you didn't throw anything but a fastball?
No.
So how did you feel after that first at bat? You strike him out on four pitches. How are you feeling at that point, Jack?
I knew it was going to be a long day for Joe DeCamera.
There you go.
I could tell even in the bullpen, like, it was fine. The first couple of warm-up pitches were like, eh, you know.
Yep.
And then I threw the last couple, and it got to the right spot. And then after that first at-bat, I was like, eh, this feels pretty good. Feels pretty good.
So at bat number two, and at this point I'm already yelling at DeCamera. I'm yelling, he doesn't want to swing. He doesn't want to swing. I'm trying to get into DeCamera's head. Be a real jerk on the sidelines. Real good team player.
It was hard to tell, honestly. There's a lot of chatter. A
lot of people, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of chatter.
I heard you, though.
So at bat number two, first pitch, swinging strike.
Yep.
Second pitch, Joe DeCamera, easy ground ball to third base. Third baseman takes his time, throws him out. And here's where I noticed that Joe DeCamera was in real trouble because I had to watch him run. Now, you get, as you said, I give Joe DeCamera credit. He stepped up there against a guy who had, you know, pitched in college. You know, we all say Joe's not an athlete. He's not an athlete. But, man, you can tell the guy's not an athlete by the way that he runs. He runs like somebody is holding his shoulders back.
Yeah.
He runs legs and stomach
first. Yeah, like crotch first.
Crotch first?
Yeah, like he's got a force field in front of his crotch or something.
Wow.
So that's two at-bats. At bat number three, one pitch.
One pitch.
Grounds out to third, a bouncer at third base, first inning over, Jack three up, three down, six pitches.
Now, was that the one that he bounced?
No.
Okay.
No, that was the next inning.
That was the next inning.
I was very grateful for the –
That was a good pick.
Oh, that was beautiful. I can't wait to see that.
Well, I was grateful also for a first pitch swing.
Yes.
And put the ball in play.
Now, how was your arm feeling after the first inning, Jack?
So I could tell in long toss that it hurt a little bit. I could tell.
In long toss?
Yeah. And I could tell in warm-ups. I was like, I thought I could get through it. I was fine. I got by the end, though. But, like, at this point, I was like, I feel pretty good.
And, by the way, people kept rolling up as the game went on. There was so much traffic getting in and out of there.
Oh, yeah.
There was no parking spots left at Plymouth White
late.
Marsh High School.
I know.
Yeah. I didn't see the first pitch.
Yeah. And then Ike arrives, and then we know we're rolling. That's where I know. Ike's there. We're rolling.
Yes.
So Jack goes back up there, warms up. At bat number four, I think this is the most crucial at bat of the entire thing.
This is when I came. This is after the break.
The first break.
Yeah.
Yep. Jack starts him off with a ball, then throws a strike. Then DeCamera hits a bouncer to third.
Yeah.
That takes a weird little hop
it
for
does.
The third baseman. He has to sort of like forehand it. And he knew he had to whip it over there, even with as slow as DeCamera runs. Throws it in the dirt. The first baseman digs it out.
Nice.
It was a bang-bang play, but he was out.
Nice.
Jack up four up, four down, and that's when I knew it was over.
Yeah.
That's when I knew it was over. At bat number five, strikeout on four pitches. At bat number six, swinging strikeout on six pitches.
Yeah.
And at that point, there's break number two. That's inning number two is over,
yep.
And Jack is six up, six down.
Yeah. And no three-ball counts.
No three-ball count. One two-ball count.
Yep.
But that was it.
Couple two-ball counts.
So it's break number two after inning number two. Jack, how are you feeling at that point, knowing that if you get him out on the next two, you don't even have to go 10 at bats?
Yeah, so at this point, I actually didn't feel – I felt not that much pressure.
Like, okay.
I think I was in a good spot.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, we're like right there.
Like, yep.
This could be over in two batters. But I could tell at that point that I didn't have many pitches left.
Now, when you see Ike – does the pressure go up like, oh, no, I can't disappoint Ike? Or do you feel more confident with Ike in your corner? Because, look, we don't want you embarrassed for you, but we all know Ike doesn't want us embarrassed for you.
No, because we are not a soft show.
No, we are not.
We are not a soft show.
Yes. Yep.
So, but I got to be honest, I started throwing again, and I was like, I got it. Like, I've done this a million times. So, like, it didn't matter.
Just
like,
say you were locked in.
I was locked in.
Give a damn who was
it
there.
It didn't matter.
That's what I want to hear.
It didn't matter.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah.
So
felt like he was in a zone.
And, like, look, we didn't come up with a rule with this, but I was yelling it out. In between at-bats, DeCamera is conferring with his coach.
I know. What should have counted as a timeout?
Well, I was yelling.
He took the one time where he walked almost up the third baseline
to
stall and
then came
back and talked to the coach and then got back in the box.
And that's where I thought the grounders hurt him. Because he had a run,
at
a tire amount. Him going to the coach was outrageous. And then I saw DeCamera yelling at me, pointing at me, because I was yelling about the coach.
Yeah.
Look,
it was much harder for him to pull his tactics today.
Yes, it was.
It was harder for him.
Couldn't
do it.
You lost the golf, but what gets lost in the golf is DeCamera was playing mind games during the golf. There was seven practice swings, squatting, he was being the camera during the golf, but he couldn't. So for at bat number seven, and this is where the camera pulls out something that I don't think anybody saw coming.
Didn't see it coming.
3 inches of, no.
Oh, hold on.
Camera pulls out. He steps up to the plate left-handed.
So I think if he got in there right-handed, I would have felt a little bit more nervous. When he got in there left-handed,
you knew he was.
I was saying it's over.
He was reaching.
Yeah,
he was.
I'm like, what is he doing?
So,
first
pitch was a strike. The second pitch, you almost hit him.
Yeah, he should have worn it.
You know,
and people thought that was a cutter or something. That was the arm
falling apart,
dying.
Yeah.
It was just dying.
That was his opportunity to step in front of one, though.
Yeah.
He didn't want to do it.
He didn't want to do it. Didn't want to wear one.
No, he didn't.
That was not a hard pitch. I wasn't throwing that hard by
but
that point.
But still, even in Little League, I was scared to get hit.
Are you kidding me?
It
sucks.
This is still a 70-mile-an-hour
50 miles per hour, and I still wouldn't want to get hit.
So strike one, ball one, a swinging strike for strike two. Fouls one off.
And
left-handed fouls one off.
I said, wow.
But the big difference was when he was right-handed, he was ahead of everything. Clearly, I want to give credit to that hitting coach. The hitting coach basically was telling him, put your bat on the ball, and taught him to put his bat on the ball. So swing strike for a strikeout, and then we're at seven outs, and Jack is one out away. And Fritzy,
you knew he wanted to strike out for that last out.
You knew you were one out away. What was the juice? Like, were you feeling the excitement that you were almost there?
I was ready for it to be over. Yeah. No, but I didn't want to. I definitely didn't want to leave any doubt. Like, I didn't want to get to. I didn't want to get to 7-0 and then be like, all right, how is this going to go wrong? Like,
right.
I wanted to finish it. But by that point, I think I got into a good enough rhythm where I knew I could throw a strike when I wanted to throw a strike. Like,
okay.
I got the right arms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Spot and whatever. So I was feeling good at that point.
So at bat number 8, swinging strike, but then 2 balls.
Yeah.
And you're down 2-1.
Yep.
Then he second strike was looking, and then the third strike swinging I think was high.
It was definitely high.
Strikes out swinging the third one. Fritzy pumps the fist, Tiger style.
Yep.
8-0, 8 up, 8 down, 30 pitches. 22 strikes in front of hundreds of admirers. Everybody goes home happy knowing that we are even. And Jackie Baseball, I believe this competition is once again in your, like, you are in the driver's seat in this competition. And you must feel that way.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel that way. And it was probably the biggest crowd I've ever thrown in front of.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it was, that was a lot of people there today. But, you know, I just, I was glad it was 8-0. I didn't want to leave any doubt. He put a couple balls in play. I was happy to put a couple balls in play.
Yep.
But I think everyone there today knew that it was only going to go one way if I didn't have a fastball I could throw for a strike and that bore it out. So I'm very happy, but again, it's only one.
Well, it is
job's
only one.
Job's not finished.
Job's not finished. That's what Kobe said.
It's not even close to finished.
Not even close. I channeled my inner Jalen, you know? I really did.
215-592-9495. And again, a thank you to Plymouth White Marsh High School.
Thank you to the umpire. The umpire.
Pat, the umpire, and his son, the first base umpire.
Yeah. He had a good zone.
Yep.
I was very appreciative of the zone.
So thanks to the umpire. Thanks to the school. Thanks to the Colonials, the Plymouth White Marsh Colonials, who had your back. Now, it was, I think I tried to give them the, what they probably perceived as the weirdest pump-up speech of all time.
Sure.
I walked over to them, and I said, guys, there's two sides today. There's good and there's evil. You guys are on the side of good.
And they said, tone it down.
And they looked at, just stared at me. Yeah. And because I don't even think they knew who I was.
No.
And then I said, guys.
They said, you don't belong on a baseball field.
Yep. I said, guys, there's winners and losers today, and you guys are the winners.
Yep.
And there we are.
Yep. Yep.
You did us proud, yep. Fritzy.
Left no stone unturned.
Good job, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
215-592-9494. Chris in
Middletown.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Chris in Middletown. Here. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man. I'm happy to be talking to the winners team.
Yeah.
It feels good to be on this side. I got to be honest. It was a long week and a half, long 2 weeks. It's good to be here. Jack, I can listen to the station again.
It has been a long 2 weeks.
It really has, Jack, for you specifically.
Yeah. Jack, you're one step closer to keeping your athlete card. So congratulations.
Oh, that's big too.
Yeah. You can. You're not there yet. You got to finish. You got to finish the task. But the fact that, the camera went over 8 with 5K. Like, what a total loser. I mean, my God. I mean, that is just flat. Embarrassing isn't a word. I don't know what the proper word is here, guys. I mean, you know, I don't know. Spike, you're a wordsmith. Maybe you could come up with something.
I have to say, Chris, I was impressed that he put the ball in play 3 times. I'm going to be honest with you. I actually didn't expect him to because – and they weren't dribblers.
He didn't get it out of the infield, Spike.
He did not get it out of the infield. The easiest job today was not me. It was not Ike. It was the outfielders for the Plymouth White Marsh High School.
I heard from a reliable source that the outfielders pulled out lawn chairs and took their shirts off and were getting some sun while they were out there.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Chris. How confident were you in Fritz going into this matchup?
So I was extremely confident. I showed that confidence when I called you guys. Now, I started a little controversy this morning, but for those who follow Fritz, when Fritz is trying to hype up something, he does it with a tone to it. So, like, on social media. So I, being a Fritzman, did that this morning at the midday show, and they were a little confused. They thought that I wasn't hyping them when really it was my way of paying tribute to Jack, because Jack doesn't like to go out there and be like, oh, hey, this guy's going to shove, he's going to kill it. Be like, oh, yeah, watch, the bullpen's going to come in and blow it. And that's his way of using his reverse psychology. So I was locked in. I did not have a shadow of a doubt. Listen, I don't get shirts made for anybody.
Right.
That's the only time I've ever done that. So that shows you how committed I am. And the fact that, Jack, you can call yourself a Husky again. You've reclaimed that title.
I did roll out the Bloomsburg old jersey today.
You did. Yeah. I thought, throwback.
Yeah.
I recognize those colors. Recognize them. And I love the fact, again, that you just knocked his ass back into the tub where his flabby body belonged.
There you
and
go.
It's fantastic, guys. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Again, the athletes team, you ready for it? It's Team FRITZ, the winner.
You are a lunatic.
There he is.
You are a lunatic.
Now, somebody who played a crucial role today was umpire Pat McGrane and his son, who was the first base umpire.
Yep.
He joins us now. Hey, Pat, how you doing, brother?
What's up, guys? How are you? Thanks for having me today.
Of course.
Great strike zone today, Pat.
Yeah, we loved it.
I appreciate that. Look, you made it easy. Brady and I, when we went down to the bullpen, and look, I don't want to disparage Joe because he did what he was able to do, but we walked down to the bullpen and saw your first two pitches. We walked away because we knew that it was already over and you hadn't even finished warming up yet.
You were like, this guy can pitch. He's going to throw strikes.
You know the velocity and what the batter's going to be capable of. And that just wasn't a velocity that Joe was going to be able to handle. I give him credit that he put a couple in play. I got to be honest. It was more than I thought was going to happen. But, you know, not to say that it was unfair, but it really was. You know, Jack should have won. You did. I give Joe credit. I would have liked to have seen him stay in the box right-handed the entire time. I think the lefty was showmanship.
That was an odd move.
And then when you saw his swing, he was swinging like an 8-year-old softball girl. Like,
I have to be honest with you, Pat. I watched, there's a bunch of fields near my home, and I've seen a bunch of, middle school softball. Girl softball, and they swing much better than Joe, to be quite honest.
They do. You are probably right. But, no, it was a lot of fun. I will say there was a couple pitches that the fans didn't like, and that's too bad. Because
yeah, Seltzer's going to complain that you called a couple of high strikes.
So, well, Seltzer wasn't back behind home plate. If the best place to call balls and strikes was where Seltzer was standing, then I would have given him my clicker and I would have walked away. But the fact of the matter is that the catcher, Mike Miller, love that guy, knew that every pitch that I threw, he knew exactly. He agreed with me. Yes, it was a strike. Yes, it was a ball. But, Jack, you made it easy today. I mean, that was a piece of cake. I'm very proud of my base umpire because that was close. On that bounce at first base, that was going to be close. And to be fair, had Grant not come up with that ball at first base, it would have been an error and it would not have counted.
Yeah. Really? So you think it would have been an error?
Joe didn't make it to the base in time. So that's the thing, is that it wasn't going to be a base hit either way because he didn't make it to the bag.
I was wondering if that was going to be a hit or not, because it was not an easy play. The first two grounders to third were routine plays. This one was.
Well, he had to take a step back because it was a bouncer.
Yeah, it was like a weird angle on it. So it wasn't as routine as the first two.
Yeah, the spin on the turf is always a challenge if you're not used to it. Dom, the third baseman, is great at it. And so he knew what he had, took the step back. The throw was a little off, but Grant picked it beautifully. But had he not picked it, it would have been an error, and it would have been a null at bat. So
That might have been trouble, too, as we're finding out that Jack might need Tommy John surgery after.
Well, and Pat, what was the rule that the camera was trying to get past last second that was ridiculous?
What we were concerned about was there's going to be a guy with a camera in the field.
He was saying that if he hits a guy with a camera, then that counts as a base hit. Which I said, that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
Well, by the way, he didn't even come close to hitting
it. It wasn't going to be an issue.
Yeah.
I will tell you, that is how it works. So, for instance, if that's the base umpire and that ball gets hit and it hits the umpire before somebody else has a chance to make the play, the ball is dead and the runner would get the bag. The runner would get first base. So, in that instance, had he hit that camera guy?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The guy, it should have been, by rule, a dead ball, and he should have gotten first base, but...
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be an issue, but, I think he was looking for any advantage possible.
Yeah.
Well, Pat, great job back there. You carry yourself like you know what you're doing. And yeah. I think you gave us all a – this is what is important. And just being honest, we need this to be no doubt that the person calling balls and strikes and first base know what they're doing so there's no shenanigans. Yeah. And you are a professional. And we thank you for your role today in Jack's victory.
Appreciate it, brother.
I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
There he is. Anytime we need an umpire again, which I'm the way oh, Jack
he
is.
May need it.
Yeah. Well,
he said it might help with basketball.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah. He referees basketball too.
Yeah, it's total ref.
Ah, there you go. All right, 215-592-9494. We're at McGurk's in Fort Washington. Was full of folks who were over at the high school today. Just outrageous. Jack, congratulations.
Thank you.
Fritzy!
It's not going to be a week and a half of talking about it, I'm sure. This is going
to
be
ear to ear, man. Ear to ear. Let it go.
Everyone's going to get over this one much quicker.
Yeah, not me, buddy.
Than the golf.
Not me.
Than the golf.
Not me. We will get your calls right after this. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at McGurk's in Fort Washington. Jack Fritz wins round two, 8 up, 8 down, not one hit, 5 strikeouts.
Yep.
Now, I don't think
– I listened to Rooster 3 times this morning.
Well, I think they – I think DeCamera came out to
Rooster. No, I came out to Rooster.
Oh, you came out to Rooster.
Yeah.
What did DeCamera come out to? I
have no idea.
Oh, maybe it was just your song playing afterwards.
You were talking on the microphone while Rooster was playing.
Oh, there you go.
I felt like Wheeler for a second. That's actually when I knew it was over.
The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville, Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. No question today, because there are no questions left for today. Question was, will Jack do the thing he did? 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Victory! Hey! Hey, man, we knew this was going to happen, right?
We knew it.
Hey, yep. We knew it. Hey, listen, I'm sorry that I got the Boost Mobile Metro PCS phone. I don't know what's going on.
The Beats are out of control, buddy.
Yep. I don't know what's going on. I wasn't touching it. Maybe I got to upgrade the phone, you know, maybe. I don't know. But all I know is victory. I should have started this show off with the victory. Hey, we up, baby. It's closing time. I told y'all this was going to happen. See, look, the camera, this guy, the first win was a fluke. You know what I'm saying? That was a fluke. That was AI beating the Lakers, you know, in 01. That was a fluke. You know what I'm saying? My boy Fritzy got it done.
Yep.
And he's going
got
to the next one.
Now,
what we got next? What we got next? What we got next?
Tennis. As long as the elbow's fine, tennis.
I think tennis. Yes. Tennis is where we're going
tennis.
Next.
Tennis, as long as Jack doesn't have to have surgery.
I am a little nervous about tennis. Hey, I thought it was running next. I want to get this dude. I want to break this man's spirit. I want to break his spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because his spirit looked broke in the picture. He looking like a red tomato on the bench. Hair all disshuffled and all that. He beat up. I guarantee you.
On.
I guarantee you that morning
nice
show
move.
Ain't going to be talking crazy this week.
No, they're not.
Hey, where's Rhea?
Yeah, where's Rhea now?
Exactly.
Where's Seltzer
where
now?
Where y'all at? Rhea
on the phone.
All the talking. Yeah, I want y'all talk. Stay with your chest this week. Don't hide this week. I need y'all to talk about it. Put it in the papers. Start off with it.
Don't move on.
Go to camera. Lost. Big L. I'm proud of you, Fritzy.
Thank you, buddy.
There he is.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Athlete showed up today.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Corey. The funny thing about the camera wearing the shin guard is that when he I'm so easily distracted. The funny thing about the camera wearing the shin guard is that when he switched to left-handed, he kept the shin guard on his back foot. Yeah, so it wasn't quite as effective there.
No, and I'm glad, like, been a lot of questions about my the mental fortitude.
Your mental makeup. Yeah,
yeah.
Jack quits.
Yeah, a lot of Jack quits.
Yeah, a lot of Jack quits out there.
Yeah. Well, he tried. He tried all the little things today.
Yep.
He had his minions. I heard the Bobons.
Yep.
You know, I heard that. So,
well, Anthony DeCamera came out. Anthony DeCamera came out. He's Joe's biggest fan.
Very excited.
Came out. He started yelling at me. I started yelling at him, go to work.
Very classy as always.
Scope was a little worried at the moment. But then I think me and Anthony are good. Right. We had a conversation. Anthony, I told him he is welcome to call. He said he's going to call tomorrow, Jack. So we'll hear from Anthony DeCamera tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Bruce in D.C. I haven't heard from Bruce in a while. Bruce, you're on WIP.
Yeah. Good afternoon. Hey, Ike Spike and Jackie Baseball, man. Let me get some of that Ike juice, baby.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike juice.
Sure about that. Jack, man, congratulations. Look, I didn't have a chance to get this thing yesterday, man. Look, I've definitely been pulling in your corner all along. I'm going to tell you, last week, I was pretty flustered by Joe when he was peacocking on his freaking show about showing you mercy and maybe just walking away from the competition. I was like, oh, man, this guy is just seriously out of pocket. And I'm just so glad that you got out there and you mowed him down like freaking Wheeler did in the one hitter the other night. Congratulations, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Better than Wheeler.
Yeah.
And some say.
And you know when Joe peacocks, it's always groin first. That's how he runs. That's how he peacocks. You got to stick that groin out. Yeah.
It is an odd look.
Yep. And you know what? I actually wonder what DeCamera's doing on all of his off days, as sunburned as he is. Somebody's got to get him some sunblock.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's not healthy. I've never seen somebody so sunburned in my life.
Do you think he got tired from all the running? Because he was putting balls in play early.
Yes. And I actually think the first two grounders hurt him.
Yeah.
Especially because he had no real chance of getting a hit, but he had a run.
Yeah.
Right. And it... You know, if he's going to catch up to that Fritz fastball, how's he going
to
do it?
Yeah, shout out to Spike for putting that rule in.
Yeah, making him run? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
I could see him not wanting to run.
Yeah.
Especially after seeing him run.
Yep.
So just a quick couple of more things. Was this broadcasted on YouTube? Because
No, we will put it on YouTube. We couldn't put it on YouTube Live because we can't be – this is just so you understand – If Hugh and TK were on YouTube Live, this can't also be on YouTube Live.
Oh,
it can only be
okay,
YouTube Live
okay.
with one thing. So obviously the show was important, I guess. So that's why it wasn't. But there will be a completed video of it so you can see all of it on YouTube.
Got you. Okay, so look, another quick question. Here's a quick suggestion. Man, look, this thing has turned out to be, and I'm just saying something that you all – I kind of thought about this maybe after the competition is over with. With all the attention that it's garnered, I think, and I'm just going to throw this out here, that maybe y'all could do a yearly event and turn it into a charity thing and raise some funds, you know, to a charity of your choice, win or lose, out there. And then next year, since Hugh's been talking about, you know, he came at you, Spikey, about the push-ups. Maybe you and I can do a competition on, you know, something like.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No. I think, Bruce, thank you for the call, Bruce. Here's what everyone has to remember.
Yeah.
Not just Hugh and Ike. We're all going to fight. You do this every year. You're not going to have any WIP hosts left.
They trying to kill us all.
Yeah. We do not like a real physical competition. I don't know. That's why Joe does the free throws.
Yes.
You know, because free throws are not physically demanding enough. You know, one of us is going to end up in the hospital
and listen,
if we do this
Prince
again.
Prince is young enough that he can bounce back from this stuff. Hugh and I, although my brother, he's in great shape.
Yeah.
He's in great shape. He's
looking
been
like
working
a snack.
Out. Looks good. But you get to next year, you'll be what? 54, 55?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I'm looking at 52, yeah. 53.
But yeah, barreling towards 60.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you certainly aren't going to get full effort out of me.
No.
So anything we do is going to be in slow motion. I guarantee you that much.
Well, I used to have this dream of the Ike Reese 40-yard dash challenge. Do you remember when I was
that? Yeah.
Yeah, that I wanted you to run it in less than five. You said you could do it. I waited too many years.
Yep.
I waited too many years. Like
now
when
I got
first
a swollen knee.
Yeah, you were 45 at the time, 46. Yes. This is 52-year-old Ike. Yeah. That ain't happening.
That was a bit. I was like, I always made a break five flat running a 40-yard dash. Yeah, I don't know if I can right now. Yeah. I don't know if I can do it anymore.
How's the knee today?
Yeah, not good.
Not good?
Oh, no.
Well, at least we won today.
We did.
Yeah. We did.
And we actually didn't need an Ike Reese mound visit, which was...
Thank God.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank God. I didn't want to take the extra steps.
you parked, a mile away?
Yeah.
That was bad enough to get there into the field.
Ed in Phoenixville.
That's Rod Reagan and the family.
Oh, there they are.
Rod Reagan family.
America's genius.
Ed in Phoenixville, you're on WIP.
Ike Spike, man of the hour, Jack Fritz. Congratulations, my friend.
We did it, buddy. We did it. I didn't choke like you usually do on Beat the Hammer. We got it done.
Wow.
Oh, just a joke.
Yeah, you know.
It was just a bit.
Yeah, it shots fired, but, you know, I'm feeling a little redemption story coming up. You know, you've inspired me. I may need to call in again, but, you know, this is your day, my friend. I have to tell you, watching the golf thing and just seeing the meltdown, like, I literally, like, I felt for you. Like, I felt the frustration, the angst. And Richie from the Northeast was sending us, like, clips and pics in the field. I couldn't make it today. But when you recorded that final out and, like, Ike came out and gave you that big old hug, I felt that hug. It was, like, it was pretty awesome. So...
Steve Young
won his first. He's like Beaver. I'm like Wally. Yeah. I'm like Wally. He's the beef.
Yeah,
he's the beef.
Yeah, so get some ice on that elbow, pop some
Advil.
No,
don't know what you're talking about.
That's a good point, Ed. Now, Jack, are you going to use the ice now? Or no?
Maybe. Whatever it takes.
Yeah, maybe some ice.
Hopefully keep the ligament together.
Yeah. So, we got a couple weeks. You got a little time to rest up before
vacation coming up.
Yeah, the tennis thing, right?
Yeah.
You have no date for that yet, right?
I don't think so. Although, I do know it's going to be at FDR. Actually, I think it's going to be during training camp.
It's going to be during training camp?
Yeah, done at FDR.
Oh, you're going to do it outside? Oh, awesome.
There we go.
Yeah.
Man, more heat.
Yeah, another 100-degree day.
Yeah, another 100-degree day out there.
I do not think the crowd will be what it was like today.
No, and also, we can't kill the camera. I mean, we might want to think about putting this inside.
He's fine.
That's two events outside.
Outside,
yeah, I agree.
In his heat.
And you still got to run.
Yeah. I don't know about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.